Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, all really helps out. And let's crack on with today's first story. And this story is from a throwaway account. Am I the asshole? Dad gave the business to brother, so I left. My older brother, 30 male, went to university and then worked in the city as an accountant. I, 27 male, started to work for my dad as a plumber at 15 and went to college to get my qualifications in plumbing and gas. About the time COVID started, my brother moved back from the city and started working for my dad, 55 male, in accounting. My dad has been unwell for the last 4 years due to asbestosis. It's been really hard on the family and he is getting worse but is still loving life. I've been running the business for the last 2 years. We've expanded and now have 50 vans in the fleet and one qualified and one trainee allocated to each van. COVID was hard in the beginning, but we have bounced back. My dad still works on tools with me on Fridays, half day, then back to my place for some beers. Friday is the only day I'm on tools. Now I'm doing everything to run the business. Well, last month he told the family he is stepping down from the business due to health and wants to spend more time with my mother and has given the business to my brother and for me to step down from acting CEO. This upset me. I've been in the business for 12 years. At the beginning it was only me and my dad. My brother never wanted to be in the business, said it was not worth his time and now he's the boss. And I've been dumped back to heating engineer with a £20,000 pay cut. He doesn't have any clue what we do or how to do it. I spoke to my dad and he told me that my brother deserves it for all he has done, that he has a family and I don't and he went to uni. A lot of the workers are upset about the decision and have told me they will go where I go. I told my dad that if this is how he feels then I will leave and start my own business. I have not spoke to my dad or brother since and have told them to never contact me. For the last month I had thousands of calls and messages from family saying some very hurtful things and telling me I'm ungrateful for what I have. So, am I the asshole? And we have an edit and a couple of updates on this one. Obviously no one's entitled to someone's business, but I think they've done you wrong big time in this story. You've put in over a decade of hard work to this place and then your brother comes along and the excuse is because he has a family and went to university. Well, you know the ins and outs of the business. It just makes no sense and it makes me feel like there's got to be something more here. But yeah, for what you did, you're definitely not going to be the arsehole. It's the right thing to do. You know how to run one of these businesses from the ground level upwards. So yeah, start your own business and it sounds like you've got some employees waiting to be hired immediately. So we're going to start with the edit and then we're going to move on to those updates. So edit says, I want to say thank you to everyone for your kind words. There are so many to reply to. I will do my best to thank you all. To hear my father tell me in his own way he doesn't think I'm good enough was hard and for my family to take his and my brother's side was even harder. In the morning I will contact the large clients I've worked with over the last 6 years. I know we had some site postponed due to COVID, big money, and we'll try and take them over. I have 20 of my colleagues wishing to come work for me. I've saved nearly all my money I have earned over the last 12 years, so I think I have enough to get myself on my feet. First update. I want to inform everyone that I'm not starting a business to destroy my brother, as much as I want to. I've spent almost 13 years building it, and I don't want to see anyone out of the job or for the business to die. There's about 0500 in England. You have all helped me so much. I'll be going to talk to my father at about 0800 and take him out for breakfast and talk. I'm not sure if I will get a proper answer from him, but I love my family and want my future kids to know them. I will update after the events later today. Second update. As I said in one of the comments, I believe my family has found my post, and they did. This morning when I arrived at my parents' house, my mum opened the door and looked like she had been crying a lot. My dad came over to talk to me and we went out for breakfast. He didn't say a word on the way there or when we arrived. When on the way back, he asked if we could pull over and talk. I can honestly say this was the first time I saw my dad cry. I asked why he did this to me and he says he doesn't know. I kept pushing and he finally told me he owed it to my brother for not being around him as much as he was me when we were growing up, and there was times my brother needed him but we was working. I couldn't believe it. After 12 years of hard work, that was his reasoning. I told my father I had spent half my life working to do everything for the business, and now he's thrown me to the side just because his son came back hurt more than I could explain. He told me he knows, as they had been shown the post I put up. To my surprise, he wasn't mad, he seemed remorseful. He told me my mother has been in pieces after reading the comments about how bad she treated me and thinks I will never talk to them again. My dad told me after reading it all, he realized he should have split the business between us as it will need both of us to keep progressing, and apologizes to me for never telling me how proud he was of everything I had done and thought I know how proud he was. But my brother has full control of my father and has no say anymore, and my brother would never go 50-50. He told me he wants me to go back as my brother will need me, and I told him that's not my problem anymore after they demoted me and cut my pay. I tried to make it work for 3 weeks, but my brother wouldn't listen, didn't believe I knew what I was talking about, telling me he knows how to run a business. So I left. Why work my ass off there when I could do the same work and get more money for myself? My dad broke down and said that he had destroyed the family and never should have done what he did. I don't understand why it took this long to realize I was a valuable piece in the company. Third update. As I said, I had a couple of Zoom calls with some clients today, and they have gone very well. I've been informed that they will all be sending me signed proposal letters for the up and coming work. Luckily, the site start dates don't clash. That was one of the main things I was worried about. Three of my colleagues have now left the business and have spoken to my dad, informing him about why they left, and they will be coming to work with me under their own choice. To hear them tell me this meant a lot. They've all been between 5 to 10 years more experience in the industry. At the moment, I have all we need to start a new business. With the 3 vans, I own the tools I have built up over the years. I'm looking forward to the new venture in my life and can't wait to share this with my children when I have them. Then I received a call from my father asking me to come over for dinner. I was unsure at first, but thought it was probably a step in the right direction. On my arrival, my whole family was there. I went in and the atmosphere dropped. My mum wouldn't look at me and my brother just sat there acting as if I didn't exist. My dad came and asked me and my brother to come into his office. He started to ask when I was going to return to the company, as they need me in early Monday morning. I could not even believe what I was hearing. I told them both I'm not coming back and have started my own company. And what does he mean? You gave the business to him, my brother. My brother started to lose his temper, telling me if I cared about the company, why would I leave? I have some very choice words before telling him that I have always cared for the company and spent 12 years of my life working to make it successful. Unlike him, who swans in and takes all the glory, and that I will not sit there and be treated like that. I told my brother to fuck off so I could talk to dad. I asked what was this morning all about, telling me he's sorry, then expects me to go running back. He couldn't even look me in the eye. So I left, said goodbye to my cousin, nieces and nephews, and I walked out. I've been riding for about 3 hours on and off, coming back on here to talk to people. I just want to say thank you to everyone for the personal message, comments, rewards, and all the kind words and encouragement. I try and message everyone, but I'm exhausted and will most likely fall asleep. Final update. Sorry it's been a while. I've had a lot going in these last couple of weeks. I try to explain the most I can. So the new business is going very well. We have a lot of work coming in and making good money. At the end of the year, I will be looking at expanding, so very happy with that. Me and my fiance are very happy. She is very busy planning the wedding of her dreams. She wants me to wear a suit, but tough luck, I'll be in my kilt. I couldn't be happier than I am right now, waking up to her every day. She is there for me no matter what and has been my rock through everything. Then my family, my father and brother still refuse to talk to me and have told me they will not be attending the wedding, even though they haven't been invited. My mother has called my fiance but hasn't said much, only to ask about wedding stuff and will not talk to me. My fiance's family have been amazing. My soon-to-be in-laws have been helping with the wedding and everything else, and I am extremely thankful for everything they have done for us. My other family have now backed off and apologized and want to make amends for everything that was said. Myself and my fiancé are set to have a wedding in November. We sat down together and have decided to try to have children after we are married. We are both excited to be parents. I found it crazy at one point, you know, when they invited him back to the house and they said, so what time are you coming in Monday? Like nothing ever happened. Like they didn't shit on him at all like they did. Holy moly. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, and let's move on to the next story. This story is from Queen Fairy, who says, and it does come with an update as well, would I be the asshole for not telling my mum that my stepmom is adopting me? Sorry, I'm a mobile. So I, 24 female, do not have a good relationship with my bio mum. Our relationship is tolerable due to her living a couple of states away and us really only talking once or twice a month. I have a very good relationship with my dad and we're extremely close as a result. My dad will be officially marrying my stepmom before this year ends, but she's been in my life since I was 13 to 14. She has always been like a mother to me, even when she and my dad weren't together anymore. They were broken up for a few years and got back together almost 3 years ago, and I view her as my mum, her daughters as my sisters, etc. I want to honour her as my mum and she's more than happy to adopt me, so we'll be moving forward with the process soon. I don't plan to tell my bio mum beforehand because I kind of don't want to deal with it. I would however make the announcement via social media once everything is official and my bio mum would be finding out that way. Where I live, the bio parents don't have anything to do with the process once it's an adult adoption. So would I be the asshole if I say nothing to my bio mum beforehand and just let her find out about my adoption via social media? And we do have like an edit, a mini update, and then a full update on this one as well. To me, you're an adult. You can make the whatever decision you want in your life. And, you know, you said that you don't really have a good relationship with bio mum. It's tolerable and she lives a couple of states away and you only talk once or twice a month. And whilst I'm saying you're not wrong for doing what you want to do, I would consider if you have any sort of relationship with bio mum and you want to keep that intact and as healthy as possible in this situation, you could maybe just give a heads up beforehand. I know you're saying you don't want to deal with it, but at some point you will have to deal with it, even if it's over or before. I mean, as I said, you're an adult. It shouldn't change your mind either way, however you want to decide. And I don't know if that's good advice or not, really. I just sort of think if there is any kind of little relationship between bio mum and OP, then, you know, a little nod in her direction to just let her know that this is happening and just giving her that little courtesy. Maybe she doesn't deserve it. I don't really know. But a couple of comments before we move on, who says, the first one from your mum can't get enough. Oh, gee whiz. Congratulations, not the arsehole. You don't owe your bio mum this information. You're an adult and this is your decision. Better to enjoy the adoption and celebrate. Leave out the drama. A deleted user says you would be the arsehole if you don't tell her before publicly posting. Whatever your relationship is clearly enough that you speak every other week. Letting her find out that you're no longer her child on Facebook is shitty. An OP replies saying, I haven't really considered myself her child for a long time, but I understand she probably feels differently. I'll take that into consideration. Oldest Crone says, you're the arsehole, you're an adult, act like it. If your stepmom wants you to inherit, she can put you in her will. If she wants you to be able to make health decisions for her, she can designate you as a DPOA. If you want to ensure that she can get custody of your son if necessary, see a lawyer now about the paperwork. All of these scenarios you give as reasons for a proposed bad act would have to be legally set anyway. None of these is a good reason for what you're about to do to your mum. Of course, your stepmom is agreeable with this bad act. She is the second wife, and this bad act would help push your mum even more out of the picture. Do not do this. It is not necessary to inflict that much pain and damage to your mum. There is no way back from this. OP replies saying, as I've stated, those things are not my driving factors, although the adoption does simplify things in those regards. I want to go through with the adoption because I love my stepmom, have the utmost respect for her, and have viewed her as my mother for a decade. I want to honour her, and despite not giving birth to me, she has been my real mum in every other aspect, and she has always tried to encourage me to have a healthy relationship with my bio mum. I simply cannot respect my bio mum as a mother due to previous actions spanning my lifetime. The adoption is being done out of love, not malicious reasons. I just want to know if I'd be the asshole for not giving my bio mum a heads up because I want to avoid her drama and theatrics. BD Thrill says you're the asshole if you don't tell your bio mum privately first before posting on social media. You sound vindictive. And one more from Bombacita who says, not the asshole, you've made the conscious decision as an adult to be adopted by your stepmom. The way you've made it sound is that you have a closer connection to your stepmom than you do your bio mum, and you want to be able to fully acknowledge that. You would not be the arsehole, OP. Now, with that being said, let's move on to those edits, followed by the update. So, edits. Thank you all for the comments and judgments. I read and took into consideration each and every one of them. While the general consensus seems that I wouldn't be in the wrong not to say anything, I've decided to give my bio mum a heads up prior to posting the news on social media. I'm going to wait till everything is official to tell her and we'll post an update at that time. Update 1. So, we finally started moving forward with the adoption process. We filed a petition for an adult adoption and paid the filing fee. I got my consent letter notarized today. There's just a few more papers to do later. Stepmom and dad are super happy and excited about it, especially since they're going to be officially married in a few months. My dad had a stroke due to that which shall not be named, so the wedding got pushed back. The average turnaround time to be completely finalized is supposed to be 60 to 90 days. I'm hoping that is still the case despite the current circumstances of the world. I still haven't said anything to my bio mum yet. I'm waiting till everything is official. It's not much of an update, but it's something for everyone that cared enough to comment last time. Main update. Background summary. My stepmom and I, 25 female, decided to go through with an adult adoption. I was torn about if I should tell my bio mum about the adoption or not. Bio parents aren't required to be notified for adult adoptions in my state. So the adoption hearing was this past Thursday. It was meant to be last month, but got pushed back due to the freak snowstorm we had. It was online through Zoom and it only took 10 to 15 minutes, speaking to the judge and getting the papers signed. After that was done, I called my bio mum and spoke with her about our relationship before finally telling her about the adoption. I told her that my decision wasn't meant to be malicious or hurt her in any way, that it was something that would make me happy and that it didn't mean we couldn't still have a relationship. She took the news pretty well and said that she'd always love me and be my mum regardless of what a piece of paper says. The call ended on a good note, and I'm hopeful that things will stay that way. My parents and I, along with my SO and son, had a yummy celebratory breakfast and an overall great day. We didn't post about the adoption on social media until a few hours after my bio mum and I had our conversation, but we did get an outpouring of love from friends and family once we shared the news. I know I originally anticipated this update being filled with lots of drama, but I'm happy to have been wrong, it seems. And I'm very happy for OP that it didn't come out with drama in the end. You know, we see plenty of other stories with drama, so once in a while it's really nice to get a positive outcome from this story. There was one thing that jumped into my mind, however, and it could be completely wrong. I could be taking it completely the wrong way. It's when she phoned the mum and, you know, she said she took the news pretty well and that she loved me and she will always be my mum regardless of what a piece of paper says. And I kind of thought that, you know, that could be taken two ways, like snappy if you want it to be like, ugh, I'll always be your mum regardless of what that paper says anyway, or you know, it could be just a nice way of putting it. Maybe I'm looking too deep into that one. Hey, too much Reddit for Mark, I think. But now I turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How do you think you would have dealt with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. Never forget that, the difference you really do make. I know I say it every time, but I've got to tell you every time as well. Thank you so much once again for your love, support, and time, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.